In the mood for a sappy story? It's all about the history of maple syrup today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 10th, the 69th day of the year. Chuck Norris and Carrie Underwood are sharing a birthday. New England's maple sugaring season is in full swing about now, and that got us wondering, who first thought of trying to boil maple sap to produce syrup? Native Americans, most likely. There are dozens of legends that tell the story like this one. One winter's night, a chief had tossed a tomahawk into a maple tree and left it overnight. As the weather warmed the next day, the sap began to flow, spilling into a nearby container. Mistaking the clear liquid for water, the chief's wife boiled the sap while preparing dinner. And the rest is maple syrup history. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more fun facts online at almanac.com.